We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school girls track and field. The Griswold girls have one more meet as they prepare for next week's districts. They go to Southwest Valley tonight, and Rachel Larson, head coach for Griswold, joins us now. And Coach, you're coming off your corner conference meet, which I think was successful for both boys and girls, and getting a chance to host that meet. How are you feeling going to Corning tonight?
Yeah, it was a great meet for both the boys and the girls. We had a lot of first, second, third place finishes, and I was really proud of them and how they ran and went out hard. You know, Fremont Mills is tough competition for us, but, you know, in so many events, they're staying right there with them. So really proud of how they ran. And, you know, going into our meet today, I just kind of need to see where some of the girls are at. So often their lineups are so hard. You know, some of them are running 2 800s and a 400 and a 200. And so just giving them a little bit of a lighter load and seeing, you know, what they can run in the 4x4 and what they can run in the 4x8, just being a little more fresh. So not stacking as many events tonight and just seeing what we can do without having such a heavy load.
It's probably a great tune-up, isn't it? I mean, I'm sure it was real competitive at the corner conference, and tonight is just an opportunity to see, you know, take stock, get some girls some work in and get yourself ready, because you want everybody running at peak next Thursday, right?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, that's exactly right. Even in the shuttle, you know, some of those girls are running in the sprint med beforehand. And so just letting them run in the shuttle fresh. And so we're going to take that opportunity tonight to be able to run some of those events fresh that they haven't been able to.
Yeah. What does it mean to have all of these meets at home this year? I mean, it doesn't happen a lot. And especially for your seniors, what a treat to have all your home meets, the corner conference meet at home, the districts at home. I mean, that's unusual.
Yeah. And you know, it might be an opportunity that we never get again. And we feel super lucky to have that this season. The group of seniors this year are special to me. They were my first group when I started coaching. So I had them when they were freshmen. So just having that, and it's a great group of seniors. So I'm just happy that they get the opportunity. And you know, we're starting to put boys and girls track back on people's radars. And so just getting more of the community involved and getting them at the meet. So I think it's an awesome time to get the opportunity.
What were some of the highlights in your eyes from the conference meet earlier in the week?
You know, Carson going out and getting first place in the 100, that was definitely a PR for her. And she hasn't run the 100 a lot this year. So really proud of her for going out and doing something, you know, that she's not super comfortable with. We had, we got first and third. Addison and Carson went first and third in the open 400, and they both had their season best 400 in that event. And then going second and third, Carson went second in the open 800, and Alexa Steinhoff, she's been running some really good 800s for us, and she got third place, and that was a highlight for us. But, you know, we just put together some different relays, and I was able to see where we could score best individually and then put some relays together, and it ended up working out for us.
So what work is yet to be done to finalize your relays?
You know, I think just fine tuning, you know, some of our handoffs and some of our pacing, just continuing to work on pacing. Some of the events, you know, the competition varies. So just knowing that when we go into districts, we're going to have really tough competition and just how to navigate that. I think just at this point, really just taking care of ourselves mentally and physically. We talk a lot about that right now, and just taking the time to rest and take care of our bodies. And that's what, you know, they put in the hard work. They've done everything they need to do to get there. But now it's just fine tuning and making sure that they're prepared mentally and physically.
How much of a challenge is it going to be for you to narrow down four events, especially for the Adams sisters?
Yeah, it has been a challenge. We're looking at options for the 4x4 and the 4x8. And with Carson and Addison being, you know, great in individual events as well, it is a challenge. And we're going to take that opportunity tonight to kind of figure out where our best chances are for districts. So it's still a work in progress, but we're making headway.
So what do you make of the competition in the districts next Thursday? You know, certainly Bella Lamp out down for the season for HSTW. That opens up some possibilities in some events. It's unfortunate for her, but like I said, it opens up opportunities for others. You know, how do you break down the competition and how your girls kind of go up against it? I mean, Riverside's tough. St. Albert, Lily Denton is going to take up some spots. How do you assess the competition you're going to face?
Yeah, I mean, you said it. We have a really hard district, but what I've been telling the girls is that we have to look at it as an opportunity. And although we might not go first, who knows what will happen, but even if we don't go first, we have to look at it as an opportunity for them to push us to run faster times. So, although we might not get first, I think we can still run some really good times to get things to state.
How about, what do you think about that shuttle hurdle relay team? I mean, you're coming in ranking second. Stanton is in front of you in the district. Riverside right behind you. That is going to be one fast race and one to watch. How do you feel about your shuttle team there and what maybe they can do?
Yeah, I'm feeling really good about it. I've actually taken Carson out of it the last few meets just because she's got opportunities in individual events, but she will be back in it starting tonight and then, of course, for district. So I'm actually really excited to see, you know, putting it all back together since we haven't for a few weeks. But, you know, they're super excited about it. They've all had experience at state in the shuttle last year, so I think that helps. Last year, it was new for all of them. They've never run on the Blue Oval, and it's such a unique experience. So I think just them having that experience and the pressure that they're ready for it.
And just overall, what is your message to your girls, especially for districts, because for some of them, it may be their last track and field meet they ever compete in. Obviously there's some who want to go on and go to state. And even if you don't win, it's like you say, you got to put up a good time. You could get an at-large bid. So what's your message to your girls?
Yeah, I mean, right now, just like I mentioned, just fundamentally staying focused on what we need to accomplish and not getting ahead of ourselves. But we also have a huge focus on what we've already accomplished. You know, you never know what's going to happen, but we can't take away everything that they've done all season or maybe even for the last 4 years. So just reflecting on the things that they've done so well thus far and celebrating those things. And then just, you know, like I said, being focused on what we need to get accomplished and having a good attitude about it.
Well, it's all exciting. Good luck tonight in Corning, and we'll have live coverage of the districts in Griswold next Thursday night on KSOM. Coach, really appreciate your time. We'll see you next Thursday. Thanks so much.
Awesome, and thanks for having me.
Rachel Larson, head coach for Griswold Girls Track and Field, with us here on KSOM.